For most parents, the ultimate goal is to bring up children who are both healthy relationally and who are mature. That is, children who have a healthy relationship with their parents, with God, and with people outside of the home. And children who grew up to become mature emotionally, morally, and spiritually. Now, as adults, the health of our relationships and the degree of maturity we've reached can be directly attributed to our relationships or lack of relationships with our parents, with God, and with those who we interacted with outside of the home. That means that our relationships are the most powerful indicator of who we are today, but they will also be the most powerful indicator of who we will become tomorrow. Now, imagine as an adult looking back at some of the more crucial moments in your life and being able to increase or decrease some of the good and bad relationships. Or imagine being at the brink of a crucial decision and having a good relationship with God and those who can give you the best advice. What we would discover is that increasing or decreasing the right relationships would have helped us avoid some of the more harmful decisions and experiences in our lives. As adults, we cannot go back to the past and adjust the levels of the relationships in our lives. But presently, we can choose to surround ourselves with people who are wise, people who not only know what is right, they do what is right. And the more wise people we choose to relate to, the wiser we will become. Now, if you're a parent, you can help your child avoid most harmful decisions and relationships by helping them decrease potentially harmful relationships and by helping them increase potentially beneficial relationships. Because just as your health moving forward depends on the people you relate to, your child's future, for good or bad, depends on the people with whom they relate to. That's perhaps why more than 3,000 years ago, Solomon wrote, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm."